The failed Bay of Pigs attack 50 years ago was carried out by an invading force of Cuban exiles who waded ashore on Cuba's southern coast. Over the following 3 days, more than 120 members of them were killed and 1,200 were captured by Fidel Castro's military. For then-President John F. Kennedy, it was a military and foreign policy debacle. As NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami, for many Cuban Americans, those events are still a painful yet defining memory.
They're called Brigade 2506. The Cuban exiles, who 50 years ago, with the help of the CIA, tried to overthrow Fidel Castro and liberate their homeland. At their headquarters in Miami's Little Havana section, Mayor Tomas Regalado this week had his picture taken with some of the members and honored them with a city proclamation.
It's important for us in the city of Miami to honor the 2506 Brigade for many reasons. Historians always wonder what would have happened if they had won.
How different would history have been for Cuba? For Castro and the U.S., the Bay of Pigs was part of a cascade of events that built a year later into the Cuban Missile Crisis. For Miami, there's little doubt the city would be a far different place today without its Cuban community. And how different for the men, the members of Brigade 2506? Instead of staying in Cuba, they built new lives here in America. Jorge Gutierrez Izaguirre went on to work for the federal government as an immigration officer. 50 years ago, he was part of a team of infiltrators that rafted into Cuba to work with rebel groups. A month before the invasion, Gutierrez and the small group of rebels were surrounded by 1,500 of Castro's soldiers.
I was wounded. This is the exit of the bullet.
He opens his shirt to show a golf ball-sized depression in the middle of his chest.
Yeah, it went here through my right lung, and then, well, I remained about 3 hours in the floor, bleeding, already captured, of course.
Gutierrez didn't come home until 16 years later, held all those years by Castro as a spy. Most of Brigade 2506 were released a year after the invasion and welcomed home in a ceremony at Miami's Orange Bowl. At the brigade headquarters, there are pictures of JFK and Jackie Kennedy thanking the men. But among the men of Brigade 2506, their friends and supporters, there was a conviction then and now that President Kennedy didn't live up to promises to provide them with air support.
The decision was not to help us. And that's the main reason of the failure.
Did you feel that it was a betrayal by the administration and by the president?
I really don't like the word betrayal. We were abandoned.
That sense of abandonment by a Democratic administration were the seeds that President Ronald Reagan later cultivated to build Miami's Cuban-American community into a potent Republican voting bloc. 50 years on, Brigade 2506 and the older generation of exiles they represent make up just a portion of Miami's large Cuban-American community. Tens of thousands of Cubans make their way to America each year, immigrants for whom the Bay of Pigs has far less meaning. But throughout South Florida, within the Cuban-American community and without, there's still a reverence for Brigade 2506. It's because of their courage, and as former Brigade pilot Esteban Bovo reminded fellow veterans and family members, their devotion to a cause that remains undimmed.
Today, we cannot do the things that we did 50 years ago. We are all overweighted. We are not as good looking as we were before. We got a bunch of kids and grandkids. But the feeling is still the same. If we had to do, we'll do it again.
This afternoon, members of the brigade will gather at the Bay of Pigs Memorial in Little Havana to remember the men who died and that ill-fated invasion 50 years ago. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.